from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's talk about the Chiefs a little bit. We know later on today, cut down day in the NFL. Later this afternoon, maybe before we get off the air, we'll learn some of the names. Will Kadarius Toney officially get cut? We might have to wait till after our show. You'll be listening during the drive, of course, right here on 96.5 The Fan. But they made a trade late last night. So late that we all on our group text got a text from Bink. And I don't know.
Bink was excited. He was on his list.
Something at night about the Royals making a trade for Cam Thomas as if the Chiefs had just traded for Justin Jefferson or something. They traded for Cam Thomas, a former third rounder from the Arizona Cardinals.
But only like 2 years ago?
Yeah, just 2 years ago, the Royals, the Chiefs give up a seventh round pick. So looking at this trade, there's a couple things. Much like the Juju Smith-Schuster signing, they got better. They added more depth to the roster. Like we discussed with Juju, I think it's very similar here. Cam Thomas, young player. Obviously, the Cardinals thought very highly of him. He was a third round pick. And he adds a rotational piece to this defensive line that early on in the season is not going to have Charles Omenihu. We already know this. And if you're going to play 20 plus games each year these days with the Chiefs, you want to keep Karloftis fresh. You want to keep Chris Jones fresh. You want to have more and more rotational guys. And last year, they had that with Omenihu. He's not going to be available, we think, until
October.
Yeah, he's going to miss potentially till the end of October this year as well. Yeah. And so they wanted to have that. So that makes sense. Cam Thomas, is he going to have 6 sacks for this team? No. Is he going to be a really nice piece to have his depth? I think that's the case. Because remember, he was a third round pick 2 years ago. So if they thought, and they don't have any edge rushers in Arizona, it's not a good football team. If they thought he could actually be something for them, they would not be willing to trade him for a seventh round pick. So let's just be reasonable with what they're getting.
So I do think that there's some part of it that the reason why this trade works a little bit better for the Chiefs than the Cardinals is the Cardinals probably didn't have a lot of buyers, and there aren't as many people who run the Chiefs defensive scheme as there are teams who run the 3-4. And I think he's a better scheme fit for what the Chiefs do. I would tell you a lot like Juju, and I would agree with you. I would set reasonable expectations, but do I have to say the Debbie Downer thing here?
Of course.
Do I have to be the person who said, cause I've been called a hater on this player a few times.
You should be the one to say,
and this is unfortunate. This is not good news for Felix and Udike Uzama, because I do not think this team would be like, oh dear God, we need defensive line depth. If Felix was playing pretty good, I think they'd feel just fine about their defensive line depth if they felt good about where they were with FAU. This says more about him than it does about like the massive production they're planning out of getting out of this player. It concerns me for Felix. And we'll have Nate Taylor on the show at 1 later. I think the simple question I'll ask him is, do you speak to anyone in the organization internally that speaks optimistically about what they're going to get out of Felix this year? I told you, I still think because of the level of developmental player he was, I'd still wait a whole year before making a decision on whether or not that pick just flat out isn't going to work. I didn't like that they were choosing a player that needed such a large amount of development in the first round, but they did. And so I don't want to just like put some clock on it that shouldn't be fair based on how old he was or how young he was in this case and at what stage they got him in his career development. But boy, he is not going to contribute this year based on this, right?
I think
this is just another sign that he's not going to contribute.
I think it's a fair observation, and I'm with you where we all said you got to give this entire year to play out. And the way it's trending, it looks like it's not going to be a whole lot different than a year ago. And if that's the case, then I think some of what has already been said about him is fair, even though I think it's still been too early. But yeah, this move tells you that they feel like they need another piece to rotate. Do I think Felix is only playing, 5% of snaps?
No.
I'm not sold on that. But yeah, this player is probably getting more snaps than Felix and Udike Uzama. I think that is a fair observation based off of what he brings. And again, the Chiefs got better with this trade. Let's just have reasonable expectations for what said player is. Cam Thomas, yes, who someone asked, he went to San Diego State. That is correct. couple years ago, he was out of San Diego State. And Bink did mock him, as because I'm sure Bink's going to text me. Bink did mock him a couple years ago to the Chiefs. But I gave Bink a hard time. I did respond back on a separate text, and I was saying, you mocked him in the third round. The team that drafted him in the third round is trading him 2 years later. Doesn't that mean he shouldn't have been mocked in the third round?
No, he was taken in the third round. He mocked him correctly based on where he was taken.
But he wasn't clearly a third round talent.
Well, you know,
if I told
that's
you,
the risk of the
if
draft.
I told you you're drafting anybody in the third round and 2 years later you're trading him, you would probably say probably shouldn't have drafted him in the third round.
He's basically a fourth rounder.
Oh, gosh, not this again.
He was the first pick.
Wasn't he like he was their first pick in the third round 2 years ago? Oh, whatever so pick
he,
that would have been.
He was almost a second rounder.
Almost, yeah. I mean, even higher. You're not even giving it enough credit.
Someone says, Cody, why do you hate K-State? LOL.
I don't hate K-State. I just. Yeah. Okay, so if you're the first time ever listening to the show and you're tuning into 96.5 The Fan for the first time on the FM side, I will tell you what my initial problem was with this pick, not the person. I don't have a problem with FAU or K-State or the players. Is I am convinced that that pick was made under social duress. As in, I think the Chiefs wanted their big, woo, fireworks, heel click moment with the local kid. And they made a mistake by overdrafting a player who should have gone later in the draft. So could they have their boo-boo, fireworks, fun time, look, Kansas City draft moment. And so as a result of that, I think they got a player who should not have been picked there. Not drafted, not on a team, not working towards it, not drafted there. And so because of that and last year's performance, it didn't really stand out much.
Can two things be true, though? If the Chiefs three-peat this year and then we're talking next August, like, man, he actually is a bust. You can acknowledge that, like, it didn't really mean a damn thing.
Which part?
Can we can both things be true? Like,
could he just be a bad player and it had nothing to do with my current theory?
No. But like, it
never affected the Chiefs.
Yeah, like, acknowledge both. Like, in 2 years, are we going to be sitting here and saying we can acknowledge like it was a terrible pick, maybe,
but it didn't hold them back from doing the things they wanted to do.
If during that same time frame, 4 years, they won two rings, then I'm really not going to stress
and so,
about it.
In one way that they actually proved me wrong on that pick was part of my issue with when they took him was. I didn't want super long developing players for a team that was trying to defend their Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
I wanted immediate contributors to a team that was doing, in my opinion, immediate things. They won the Super Bowl.
Right.
They already proved me wrong in the immediacy department. They had time on Felix and Udike Uzomah. They didn't need him
to be a major
contributor.
It is definitely trending towards a very bad pick. I don't think anybody can disagree that that's where it's trending. I think in October of last year, people were willing... to say that it was a terrible pick. I thought that was ridiculous.
I'm not there.
But it is definitely trending in that direction, and it's a big year for Felix to prove otherwise.
Your thoughts were right, Cody, in regards to what you wanted the Chiefs to do, but they were already in the position where they could afford to take a flyer on a best available guy that they like because the roster was already good enough that they could afford to take the Felix pick. I guess right now you would say, did Veach select a Sky, correct?
Yeah.
So his worst three picks would be Breland Speaks, Sky Moore, and then Felix Anigiki.
Sure, but I mean, three misses in 8 years.
He's also hit on Creed Humphrey. He's got a second contract. He's the highest paid center in
Creed,
football.
Creed, Trey.
Well, that was what I was going.
Trent McDuffie.
Pacheco.
Is already trending.
McDuffie.
That was what I was getting to.
I mean, I can go through the hits. They're way more.
Well, that was what I was getting to. Is the adage goes, I don't know if it's Bill Polian who said it, but you win in rounds 4 through 7. He has done.
He's the king of
exponentially.
That.
Better than everybody else in that area where he's had a couple he's had a couple misses, but the guys in the 4th through 7th round are the reason why they're as good as what they have been.
Yeah, I mean, Felix as a rookie contract, right? He signed for 4 years. We are a year and a half-ish into said contract. I'm just saying...
Cincinnati just cut their second round.
Todd Haley on you, though. Like, the arrow is trending down, but let's wait, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody said,
I don't think his story's told yet.
Cody, how many sacks does Felix need to get for, I don't know. They said to admit that you were wrong, but how many, because you and I were talking before the show, I think if Felix was a 4-sack guy, we're not having the same conversation.
But that would not prove me wrong.
Correct.
You know, 4 sacks didn't prove me wrong. It's just, he found a way to be a productive player, which is what I'm actively rooting for.
He would need to have the 10 sacks where gold, I forget what you said you would do, but he needs to have the 10 sacks to make you wrong.
No, I'd have my head shaved.
No, something different. Head shaped was the...
No, I think they were both.
You've offered
two different bets to shave your head?
Oh, no, you're right. Felix, I don't know.
I think it was tattoo because it's exponentially.
I think you were so sure of it. You said you'd pretty much do anything at that point.
Yeah, I don't know what the tattoo was going to be of, though.
Felix, his number.
It would have
his
to
number.
Be.
Yeah.
I don't know. To prove me wrong, 7.5 this year? 7?
It might have to be more 6? Than that, Cody.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, enough that you feel like the ceiling is back again. Right now, you feel like the ceiling is turn into a rotational defensive lineman with some productivity. Force that guy. I take that right now.
So, real quick, though. So, unless he turns into George Karloftis, you're saying it's a bad pick now?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just saying for this year, those are my expectations.
Okay.
Like, there's still time for him to become a productive member of this team. I wouldn't rule that out.
Is there, though,
yet.
Because of them adding...
I don't think that helps. That does not help, but there's still time. It's not like Cam Thomas has been productive for his team.
Yeah,
he's got three sacks in two years.
He might take some snaps, but it's not. Yeah, let's not suddenly act like Cam Thomas is going to come in and beat Charles Omenihu.
No,
I know, but I'm saying it hurts for him to get those reps.
And then you don't have to worry about it. That's why there's still a chance. You can still prove to the team that you're the
Cardinals,
player.
The Cardinals are punting on a player 2 years after they draft him in the third round. That has to mean something as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.